Josh Ravensbergen had the WHL record within reach. The Seattle Thunderbirds were drawing a blank, trailing 8-0 with less than 2 minutes left in their Family Day matinee against the Prince George Cougars. After standing guard in the crease for 58 minutes without allowing a goal, all the 17-year-old Cougars goalie needed was to keep that sheet clean the rest of the game, and the rookie record for shutouts in one season was his to own alone. Unfortunately for Ravensbergen and the Cougars and their fans who packed into CN Center stands, Prince George native Niko Mijatovic was there to play the role as the spoiler. With three Cougars caught up ice, Mijatovic made good on an odd man rush up the left wing and fed the puck in the slot to linemate Braden Coutts, and his shot found the net with 1:52 left, denying the chance for Ravensbergen to add to his 6-shutout total, a league record for freshmen he shares with several WHL netminders. As much as he would have loved to get that record, the 8-1 win was the most important prize up for grabs, and Ravensbergen improved his impressive rookie record to 204-01, stopping 25 of 26 Seattle shots. The native of North Vancouver is not eligible for the NHL draft until 2025. That late goal was about the only glitch of the day for the Cougars, who spread the offense around to add to the T-Birds' misery. 14 Cougars got themselves on the score sheet, and Riley Height led the way with 2 goals and an assist. Height scored his 29th and 30th goals of the season in a 6-goal second period for Prince George. Borea Vallis and rookie Jet LaJoy each ended up with a goal and an assist. Carlin DeZained, Andre Becker and defenseman Bauer Demansky and Hudson Thornton also scored. William Kamek collected 3 assists. The Cougars outshot Seattle 39-26. Scott Ratzliff started in the Seattle Nets and was replaced by Spencer Michnick after the Cougars made it 5-0 with their 23rd shot midway through the game. The Cougars, 3-7-1-5-0-3, can take over sole possession of first place in the Western Conference with a win over the T-Birds, 1-9-3-2-2-0, in the rematch Tuesday at CN Center. Game time is 7 p.m. Loose pucks. Monday's attendance was announced at 6,027. That tied the franchise record high for the Cougars, set last year when Connor Bedard and the Regina Pats came to town Deck Point 2. The mega 50-50 draw grew exponentially during the game, and one lucky ticket holder went home with $71,375. All proceeds of the draw will go to the BC Cancer Foundation. The game-worn pink and black jerseys for the Cougars Fight Cancer promotion are available for bid on the team website, pgcougars.com. Mijatovic returned to the lineup after missing 2 games under concussion protocol after taking a hit in a game February 13 in Tri-City. The Anaheim prospect, drafted 33rd overall in 2023, was sidelined for 33 games at the start of the season when he suffered a broken leg celebrating the tying goal against Brandon October 17. Monday's WHL summary. Thunderbirds 8 at Cougars 1. First period 1. Prince George, Vallis 19, Height, Demansky, 1:14. 2. Prince George, Demansky 7, LaJoy, 10:18. Penalties Thornton PG, interference, 15:28, Alary Say, roughing, DeZained PG, roughing, 16:29. Second period 3. Prince George, DeZained 2, Lawing, Kamek, 5:44. 4. Prince George, Height 29, Funk, Becker, 8:53, pp. 5. Prince George, LaJoy 3, Kamek, Thornton, 10:31. 6. Prince George, Becker 21, McNutt, 11:17. 7. Prince George, Height 30, Vallis, Kamek, 16:45. 8. Prince George Thornton 13, Parasak, Funk, 18:59, pp. Penalties, Boucher C, cross-checking, 4:15, Popovich C, hooking, 7:15, Hoff C, hooking, 17:58. Third period 9. Seattle, Coots 11, Mijatovic, Butcher, 1808. Penalties, Mineo C, slashing, 837. Shots on goal by Seattle 107-9-26. Prince George 14-16-9-39. Goal, Seattle, Ratzliff, L, 14-22-10, 23-19 end, at 10:31 of second, Michnik, 16-13, Prince George, Ravensbergen, W, 20-4-01. Power plays, C, 0-2, PG, 2-3. Attendance 6027.